Nick, I'm curious what your thoughts were on Chris Johnson coming out of the draft. I think some people were surprised when he went in the first round, but I'm just sort of curious how you had evaluated him, what you saw from him coming out.
You know, Mike, he was an explosive player coming out of college. You could see the speed. I know he ran well at the combine, and he played fast on tape. He was good with the ball in his hands. He had good quickness. He was good in the passing game as well. You know, I think the question was, as a 200-pounder, how well would he be able to hold up? And I think in the first 2 years, he's proved that he's been able to handle the load. They split the carries to a degree between he and Lendale White. But he was an explosive player. I think he had, if I remember correctly, there was some injury, not necessarily concerned, but something that cropped up. But he was good with the ball in his hands, and I think a lot of the things that you're seeing now certainly showed up on tape at East Carolina.
You know, I'm just curious from your job, how different is the next week with the trade deadline? I mean, this isn't like baseball. We talk about it every year where you get some of the rumors floating in discussion. I mean, is there more discussion for you over the next week with the deadline, or is it sort of a date that just sort of passes by because you don't see a lot of deals?
I think it depends. I think really each club probably, they look at their own individual situation and they make a determination whether or not there's something that would be available. The reality is, I mean, you know, unless you talk to clubs and see who's available, I mean, it's hard to really transact a lot of business. So I would say the discussions this time of the year maybe aren't as – the volume isn't as high as maybe, say, during the preseason as you get closer to the cut line. So, I mean, I think, look, if there's any opportunity that your team has to improve the roster – then you'll go ahead and investigate that. But the reality is you sort of have to have a partner on the other side in order for the transaction to take place. So I would say the discussions are fairly normal this time of the year. Obviously, it's a date that everyone's aware of, and each team, I'm sure, has their own approach and philosophy with how they deal with it.
Nick, will you discuss the signing of Junior Seau that Versus has now announced and how you ended up with him and where you think he's going to contribute?
We haven't announced anything as of yet. Really, the only thing that we've done with Junior is we gave him a physical and we worked him out last week. So from our end, that's all we really have to announce.
Speaking specifically only of that physical and what you guys have seen, did he look like himself and what did you see?
Well, I think Junior keeps himself in good shape. You know, there's a lot of players in his situation, whether it's Junior, whether it's Antoine Lake, who we had worked out earlier in the year, or some other veterans who've been on the league. So the reality is you're just trying to see where the player's level of physical conditioning may be and whether or not he's in good enough shape, whether it's to make it through a practice or whatever it might be. So, you know, he looked like he's kept himself in shape, and that's where we were. And we wanted to make sure more than anything from a physical standpoint, with the medical information that he was healthy.
Nick, can you clarify when he took the physical and when he worked out?
Excuse me, can you repeat that?
Can you clarify when he took the physical and when he worked out?
I think it was last week or week ago. I don't remember the date off the top of my head, but it was a week or two ago, I believe.
Nick, one of the things that Brady talked about yesterday was I guess the offense not being in sync and him still battling to be on the same page with whether it's Walker on the third down or whatever it is. Was there something in your guys' mind looking at the offense where you said, well, you know, we'd like Brady to be this far along after five games, or did you guys think that it might take some time for him to get back into it?
Well, I think really, when you look at any player, you're just looking to see if there's improvement on a day-to-day basis and whether that's from – and there's a number of opportunities for players to improve, whether that's in the passing camps, through training camp, and once you get into the regular season. So I think in the end, you want the players to play to the best of their ability. It's hard to put a timetable on anything and say, well, by this date you expect this. I think the hope is that you go out each week, you prepare, and you prepare well enough so that you go into the game that everybody can execute as a group. You know, I think there were some things offensively that were good, and I think there were some other things that, you know, we certainly can improve upon. But the reality is there, I think there were a fair amount of good plays, and we also had some bad plays, and they came at some inopportune times. So I think in the end, you're just looking collectively as the group for execution and for that execution to continue to improve from a week-to-week and a game-to-game basis.
All right, guys, let's take one more question.
Was there anything, if you could do it over again, that you would redo in the game plan in the second half? Or was that more execution than game plan?
I'd say it was more execution. I think there were plays to be had. I think it's a matter of one player doing his assignment. And the reality is that all 11, if they're not functioning as a group, if there's one breakdown, that it can have an impact on the larger whole. So I think there were plays to be made. We had opportunities, and we didn't make them. So I think really the hope is that we can improve the execution so that when that situation does arise again, whether it's this week or next week or whenever it might be, that if we're in a similar situation, that we can go out and make sure that the play is executed properly and the way that we want it to be done.
All right, Nick. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.